Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
I'd say the mood is tense in the Beckham household today after Brooklyn Beckham yesterday evening had his dinner and decided, I think I'm going to put up some Instagram stories about how much I hate my family. My mother and father, what have you done to me? My wife is not controlling me. But can we focus in on one bit of Brooklyn Beckham's statement? And I heard this a few weeks ago, a few months ago, rumours circulating that Victoria Beckham tried to hijack the first dance at Brooklyn and Pelz's wedding. And now Brooklyn himself is saying unusual terminology.
Yeah, the hijacked is the word he uses. So I will directly quote from the statement. My mum hijacked my first dance with my wife, which had been planned weeks in advance, to a romantic love song. In front of our 500 wedding guests, Mark Anthony called me to the stage, where in the schedule was planned to be my romantic dance with my wife. But instead, my mum was waiting to dance with me. She danced very inappropriately on me in front of everyone.
What is dancing inappropriately on me like? Is it like something from The Inbetweeners?
Stick with me, you'll be fine. Right then, Si. Looks like the holiday starts here.
Is this Victoria Beckham right now? It must have been mad to witness for the guests. And there's so many articles today saying, yeah, this actually did happen. She did dance inappropriately on him, at him.
Inappropriate is such a broad spectrum word in this case, because you could be inappropriately funny or you could be inappropriate in other senses, and we don't know which. And I think you might join me in wishing and hoping and praying that whoever has the video footage of that dance, because it exists, we know it does, puts it out there in the world.
The problem is anybody that was at that wedding is probably very rich, so money might not get it out of their hands. If it was me, and all the newspapers and all the media organisations in the world were calling today, offering big money, you'd be seeing Victoria Beckham dance at her son's wedding. But what is the maddest thing you've ever seen at a wedding?
Oh, that's a great question. I have seen, it's not even the maddest, I have seen a woman take a clattering tumble to the dance floor when she was spun mid-jive. Oh. And so much so that there was a thud. Like, and that doesn't do it justice at all.
Was she of an age that a good fall could have killed her?
She wasn't far off it. You know, there wasn't, ooh, like it didn't immediately go to comedy. And then once we realised she was okay, have also seen someone fall face first. They were obviously doing the limbo wrong, because you don't go face first at a limbo.
No.
But they were trying to duck under it and, yeah, got up and ended up on the floor.
I think seeing somebody I know try and take one of the plates from the break buffet, that about half 11, 12.
Like.
Yeah, half 11, 12 o'clock. The band goes on a break. There's the cocktail sausages. There's a few plates. He had a grievance with somebody else and he decided he was going to fight him with a plate. That's right up there with mad things I've seen at a wedding. I've also got video of this, but it wasn't at the wedding personally. Somebody who was into their motorsport, a rally driver, and they had their car on display at the wedding under the condition you are not to turn that car on in a ballroom.
All right.
The drink got in and the crack got going and the keys got out and the car was started and whomp, 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 in the ballroom, and then the staff panic and all emergency exits opened because basically they were fumigating the place.
Carbon monoxide poisoning, not something you want to show up at your wedding reception. Whether you were a guest, a member of the bridal party, or the bride and groom themselves, what is the maddest thing you've seen at a wedding?
And we can keep your name anonymous. You haven't said to do this, said person on WhatsApp right now, but for your sake I will. I have seen a flower girl take a dump on the stage beside the cake. I believe it 100%. Children need to go and they squat and do it just like a dog.
Just be glad it wasn't one of the bridesmaids.
Oh, 087 1 102 107.
Been at a wedding?
Yes, Larry.
At a bride and groom.
We're doing, I'm going to swap his words out for Colombian marching powder.
On the dance floor.
On the dance
floor. Early enough. Oh, when parents and grandparents are still around. Scandalous behaviour.
I like the way Larry leaves some provisions. Ah, it would have been all right if the grandparents weren't around. But you know, it was early in the day for that kind of crack.
Also, just on the dance floor, it just seems kind of impractical that it'd be just not the tidiest place to be at that carry-on.
Maggie seen a dog doing its business, coming up the aisle with the bride and groom.
This is the risk when you want to have your pet involved in the ceremony. They are not going to stick to your timeline.
No. I'm thinking if Lenny, the miniature dachshund, is to be involved in my wedding ceremony next year.
How are his bowels?
He's pretty clean. He doesn't do it indoors, but, you know, the nerves might get to him. It's a nervous place to be.
And you do need to make sure he is kept. There'd have to be some sort of safety zone around your lovely bride.
Hello to Shane, who had the pleasure of sitting beside his granduncle, who wouldn't get out often at a wedding. His tie sat in the soup.
Oh.
And then he ate his dinner of turkey and ham with his hands.
Cutlery not required at whatever establishment that was, according to him anyway.
087 1 102 107, what is the maddest thing you've seen at a wedding, since we don't have the footage of Victoria Beckham dancing inappropriately, whatever that means, we haven't
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco,
weekdays from 3 to 6.